Anessa Kajtazovic, can you give me an example of an experience you had that you believe prepared you to be a U.S. member of Congress?
I've had many personal and professional experiences that have prepared me for this. I usually tell people only in America could someone like me be given a second chance in life. Coming here to this country when I was 10 from a refugee camp from the war in Bosnia and becoming the youngest elected woman to the Iowa legislature.
And what from that experience as a refugee, you know, what are some things that you learned or your worldview? You know, what did you take away from that experience coming here?
I would say perseverance. I consider myself to be very lucky and fortunate that my family and I were able to escape and come to this country and have a second chance at life. But I've also seen the, you know, I've seen the challenges and opportunities that this country offers that I think really separates me from everyone else, is that I've seen those challenges firsthand and I've been given those opportunities firsthand, and I want to make things better.
If you could name one of the biggest challenges right now, what would you say it is?
Right now, currently, I would say at the federal level, we should need to address climate change is one of those challenges. We've seen it affecting, impacting all over the world in countries that have never had some of these severe weather patterns never before, and they're experiencing that now. So I would like to see Congress address that issue. That's just one of many.
What do you think is the one thing you can do in Congress to help create jobs in Iowa?
So I've been focused. I have a plan. It's called My American Dream Agenda, and it consists of three main components. That includes education, economic security, and energy independence. Those three main key components help strengthen the middle class families. And what better way to create jobs by ensuring that everyone has an opportunity to achieve their dream and to be self-sufficient?
A March Iowa poll shows 65% of those polled support an increase in the minimum wage. Would you support a minimum wage increase?
Yes, I support raising the minimum wage. I also think we need to tie it to inflation. And we should be talking about a living wage as well.
And what do you think that is? What's a living wage?
I think we have to address income inequality in this country by tying minimum wage to inflation is one way to do that. But also we have to talk about some of the biggest corporations in the world that get the big cuts, tax cuts, but yet do not want to pay their employees a decent, fair wage. So I do also support expanding the rights of workers, you know, having a seat at the table to negotiate their wages with their employer. I think it's a plus-plus for everyone.
The proposed changes to the renewable fuel standards seem to signal that the administration may move away from grain-based alternatives to conventional fuels. What would you do in Washington to work in a bipartisan manner on energy policy that would benefit Iowans and still have national appeal?
I would like to see if there's two components. Well, one of them, I do think we need a 10 or 20-year long-term energy portfolio that includes aggressive incentives towards renewable energy. Some of these tax extensions from year to year are just killing the industry. You know, we've seen the amount of jobs that it's created in Iowa. Look at, for example, wind industry. How many manufacturing jobs, just the, you know, the industry has been huge for a leader. So I would like to see long-term goals and proposals to incentivize the industries to really invest in the new and clean energy technology. I also have come out in support of carbon pollution tax. What that would do is really hold those companies accountable that pollute our environment and take that revenue and invest it into infrastructure and also renewable energy. And that plan would create jobs. It would help us reduce energy costs, all while still preserving and protecting our environment as well.
Even with a former Iowa governor heading up the Ag Department, farmers were kept in limbo for years over the new farm policies. How will you represent the interests of agriculture and rural communities in an environment that's heavily urban?
Well, I actually, part of my current house district includes a big portion of rural communities as well. Let's be honest, agriculture is the backbone of Iowa's economy, and we have to support policies to strengthen agriculture. I will work in a bipartisan manner to get things done. I also believe we need to really have an equal representation and have a voice that will understand the importance of agriculture, and I've been able to do that and work across party lines during my time in the Iowa legislature.
You're campaigning to join Congress at a time when its approval ratings are some of the lowest in history, hovering in the low to mid-teens in most cases. How do you think we got to this point?
Well, I think people are, you know, they're not getting the things done. They're not putting politics aside. So I have been, you know, campaigning, talking to directly to the people. Iowans want us to work together at the end of the day, you know, regardless of, you know, of our party lines. Some of the policies that I have been proposing that would help with this, and I know it's a long-term proposal, but someone has to get stuff done, and that's campaign finance reform. We're seeing too much of money in politics, and the notion of too much money in politics is a bad thing. We have to get away from that. We have to get away from some of these special interest groups having such a huge impact. And so I have been the only candidate talking about this, and I'm not going to stop because it's that crucial. Mm-hmm. But I also do think it's time for a new, fresh voice in Congress. Congress has too many millionaires and too many special interest groups. And what our campaign offers is a new, fresh voice that understands the challenges and struggles of middle-class families firsthand.
In what areas do you imagine compromising with the other party to get something accomplished for Iowa?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've done a number of key issues. You know, agriculture was obviously one of them. Education, we worked very hard and had to come to a compromise. And I was a strong champion, helped expand access to over 20,000 Iowa preschoolers. But I also, renewable energy, I worked on passing the first solar energy incentive bill as well. And I think our state is well positioned to really lead in all sectors of renewable energy even more, to be even more of a national leader. So I worked on a number of key provisions, and I think in Congress we need a fresh new voice that's willing to do that.
Nearly every candidate running for office says they want to cut government waste and bring down the deficit. Name a program or department you would cut and why.
Well, I would say we need to make government more efficient. And one of the departments where we need to really look at making it more efficient, utilizing technology better and solving the challenges, that's in the VA. When you have veterans who are waiting for months and months and sometimes over a year to get the benefits that they earned, there's something wrong with the system and we have to get it fixed. So yesterday I was actually talking to quite a few veterans and they shared many stories with me, and I've heard it all across this first district, you know, by campaigning and talking to people. So we have to make it more efficient and improve, and that let's start with the VA.
Are we spending enough on national defense?
I would like to see on national defense, when you have experts come and testify in front of committees, that there are certain, certain money that they don't need. For example, I think it was like $80, $90 billion proposal that they had that they don't need in their budget. And Paul Ryan refused to take that. Instead, he came after, SNAP benefits for children and the elderly and the veterans wanting to cut those. I think there is room for improvement and making it more efficient.
Immigration reform is an issue important to Iowa, but stalled in Congress. What immigration reforms would you support?
I know the version that passed in the Senate, it had bipartisan support, and the House should have taken that version. A lot of Republicans and Democrats worked together to get a compromise, and it did pass with bipartisan support. So I would go back and perhaps, Speaker Boehner should bring that forward.
Okay. And finally, you mentioned climate change earlier in the interview. So I'm assuming that, you know, you do believe climate change is a real problem. Is that correct?
Yes.
What's your stance on climate change as far as, you know, what policies you would support?
Mentioned previously, I do support the carbon pollution tax proposal. I know it's not a new concept. It's been out there, but we have to start with that. I also support having more long-term incentives and goals for renewable energy, so that way new industries can plan and new businesses can plan and have those incentives before them, so that way they can really grow more. We have to focus on those two issues, but that would be where I would start.
Vanessa, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate the time.